You are listening to
Breishalov the Ozdali. The Kosvo Od Hatoisus Rosh Hashanah of Chesame Beis. The Ramasku Mona. Do a din im nosen kama. Pa'amim al keren. Mehanitonim. The Matana Achas. Eno over. The Havale Kechofel. Hamitz. So the sheet of Taisus is, and his lashon is, if you do a mitzvah bekfelus, if you repeat the exact same mitzvah over and over again, there is no bal taisus. However, the Gemara does say that ham nitonim b'matana achas, that a bechor's blood that gets mixed up with the blood of a chatas, let's say, if you would do a matan dali, and it would be the blood of a bechor, that would be bal taisus. However, Taisus says that if on the makom shefichas habechor, that if on the place where you put the one matana for a bechor, you continue to repeat shficha on that one place of matana achas, that is not bal taisus, because that is equivalent or similar to taking a lulav many times during a day, or blowing a shofar many times during the day. Rakim nosen bekeren acher gamkein kamosh mavur sham b'nisarva. The only time you have bal taisus by matana achas is if you do your matana achas and then you do another matana in another keren or another place on the mizbeach. So once again, taisus shita is repeating the same mitzvah many times is not considered to be bal taisus. And then we had that statement in Taisus, which appeared to me at least to be very ambiguous, nebulous, or not that clear as to the Vechein. Taisus said, just like eating many kezayisim of matzah on Leil Pesach and taking the lulav many times during Sukkot and blowing a shofar many times on Rosh Hashanah, it's not about Taisus. Vechein. So too, Bahadas va'arava. When you have a hadas and arava, and you take many hadasim and aravas, more than the prescribed amount, v'chein, you're also not over bal taisif. I was at least perplexed by what's the v'chein. But he quotes it here, v'od kos v'taisif, v'chein, Bahadas va'arava, afilo nosim kama hadasim, o kama aravas, ein ze bal taisif. Ela im kein moisif min acher. I am not sure if that's Taisus's lashon. I don't know if Taisus says ela im kein moisif min acher. I don't remember. But Taisus does say, if you're moisif hadasim and you're moisif aravas, it is not considered to be bal taisif.
Min acher means is in the Gemara there.
Yeah, it's the Gemara.
And he learns it's no worse than keren acher. That's what he's learning, min acher.
Yeah. But the question is, min acher for sure would be bal taisif. Are many hadasim and many aravas bal taisif? So Taisif says no. The question now becomes, what about taking two lulavim and two esrogim?
Let's see what he says.
So the Sefer HaChinuch... So the Sefer HaChinuch Beferish says, take a look at Sefer HaChinuch. Mamar says, Kumo kein. It's Mamar Sefer HaChinuch. Hanoito shnei lulavim ksherim biyado v'chein kol kayotze bazeh. So there's no doubt that the chinuch shita is two lulavim are bal taisif. Taisifus in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesma Beis does not mention explicitly lulavim are esrogim. Taisifus only says in Rosh Hashanah, Avram, you have a taisifus Chav Chesma Beis?
Chav Chesma Beis.
Yeah. Taisifus only says v'chein Hadasim va'aravas. Taisvus does not beferish in Rosh Hashanah Kol Chesam Beis say anything about two lulavim and two esrogim. Similarly, there's a Taisvus in Sukkah Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Thank you very much, Mishkayach. Thank you.
You could stay.
Nachum, by the way, Nachum, you going to the meeting?
So I
can fly. Okay, it's a little early though, no? Okay. Okay, Sukkah Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara learns Hadas is three, because of Anof Eitz Avos, Arve Nachal Shtayim. On that Gemara, Lamed Aleph Beis, Arve Nachal Shtayim, There's a smaller Tosfos there which does not go into the whole Arichas of Baal Tosef. But Tosfos says, V'chein alokeach, u'havchein amarba b'hadasim v'arovos, even though the Gemara says, arvi nachol shtayim, you're not over Baal Tosef. That's all Tosfos says. Once again, Tosfos mentions arovos and hadasim. Tosfos in Sukkah does not mention lulav and esrog. What is Tosfos' shita by lulav and esrog? So the Chinuch says Shnei Lulavim is what? Baal Tosef. Tosfos says many hadasim and many aravos is not Baal Tosef.
But here the Chinuch in the Pasuk, it said that it could be a rabbin. The question was, well, that there was a rabbin, was that Dafke that Shir or not? So maybe that's the difference with something which is Chinuch only one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we said that possibility last week. But the question is, what is Tosfos?
Minimum shear, in other words, minimum.
So let's see. The chain bahadas for Rava, filo nosim kama hadasim, kama Rava, it's ainz about Tosfos. Ela im ke mosif minaka. The chain kosum besukah, that's Tosfos and Sukkah I just quoted. Lamadalam and based over a maskal arve. We were there again, Tosfos says, Aravim and hadasim, Aravos and hadasim, no mention of lulav and esrog in that Tosfos either. Umavur the daitam kedas harayvi. So the Minchas Chinuch takes a Dover Pasha, Tosfos is like the Ravid, Perk Zion, Milov Halacha Zion, who argues on the Rambam. The Shitas HaRambam is like the Shitas HaChinuch. We told you many times. The Rambam Shita is any Min that you add on, two Lulavim, two Esrogim, the Shitas HaRambam is your over Baal Tosef. The Rambam Ivor says if you add many Hadasim, you are not over Baal Tosef because it's Mishum Noi. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid argues and says you're never over Baal Tosef in loyalty you're Moisef Min Acher. The Minchas Chinuch takes it as a Dover Pashut that the Tosfos is like the Ravid. Meaning across the board, Tosfos says, excuse me, not only Hadasim and Aravos, but also Lulavim and Esrogim, the Minchas Chinuch feels Tosfos would agree. There is no Baal Tosef. I think Avrami took a little exception to this, right? That who says Tosfos says the same halacha by Lulav and Esra. But the Minchas Chinuch feels...
I mean, it's got to be clear. I mean, he only says Hadas Barav.
Yeah, but I answered that just last week because that's because you have Agad there. That's why he talks about it. By Lulav, you don't have Agad, so...
Whatever it may be, Tosfos is a little, is a bit cryptical when it comes to Lulav and Esra, correct? Yeah. He never mentions it. Mm-hmm. In both Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah, he says Hadasim Barovas never mentions Lulav and Esrog. The Minchas Chinuch was of the opinion Tosfos is like the Ravid. Hosafa of a min of Lulavim Esrog Hadasim Barovas is never about Tosef. Tosfos requires min acher like the Ravid. That's the way the Minchas Chinuch understands Tosfos.
But the Ravid is a time of it's Lenausa. Where did he get that time from? And does that apply?
The Rambam. The Rambam.
The Rambam. Where did he get that?
I don't know. The Rambam says Hadassim is not a problem because Mishum Noi.
It's Mashma only there. Only there.
Right, only there.
And where did he get it from?
I don't know where the Rambam got that. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, let's continue. In the over boys, I'm in El Menacher. Ladaitam lav dafka hadas varava. The Minchas Chinuch Shita is Tosfos lav dafka hadas varava. Why didn't Lulav Esrog? Excuse me, what then? Lulav the Esrog, im noto shne lulavim, o shne esrogim, eina iver bebal toysif, came into leka minacher, v'chein kosum besefer kapos tomorim besukkah. So the kapos tomorim is the same sheet as Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch is in good company with the kapos tomorim. Where the Kabbalist Tomorrow also understands Shitas Tosfos as being not just Hadas and Arava, but also Lulav and Esrog. Tosfos would disagree with the Rambam and the Chinuch and say taking many Lulav and many Esrogim is not Baal Tosef. Vakasvu, and Tosfos wrote, you have that Tosfos of Rami?
Yeah.
Tosfos wrote right after Tosfos made that statement, V'chein Hadas v'Arava. If you add on Hadasim and Aravos, you're not over about Tosef. Tosef said, Tema. I have a problem, Tosef said. My opinion, Tosef says, is that adding on many Hadasim and Aravos is not about Tosef. But how does that jive, or how is that consistent with the halacha that adding on an extra tzitzis on the tzitzis, or an extra parshin in the tefillin, is baltoisif. Meaning, if adding on hadasim and aravas toisif is not baltoisif, why is adding on tzitzis and parshas and tefillin baltoisif? That's toisif's tema. Excuse me. Toisif does not give an answer. V'tema, the leferes that imnosim kama chutim betzitzis v'kama parshios betfilm v'bayis echad. I think the word...
Is he talking about what the kama parshios, the same parsha that kriyashma twice, you're putting a different parsha? What is he talking about?
Not a different parsha.
It wouldn't, l'chore would not be a question if it was a different parsha.
The same parsha twice.
L'chore.
Right.
And he feels by tefillin, the question is, what is the Sifri talking about? When the Sifri says, what is this, what's the lashon of the Sifri? Do we have it here anywhere? The Sifri says, V'chena oisa chamesh totofas b'tefillin. The Sifri says, B'feresh chamesh totofas b'tefillin is bal taisif. So what is that case, chamesh totofas b'tefillin? Just an extra box up there? So he's talking about adding another parsha. So what is Tosfos's scenario? Now here Tosfos is brought down as saying what? Bebayis, in the same Bebayis Echad.
Same bias for two parshas.
Meaning in the same, the bias that had contained Shema, you put Shema twice there. So Tosfos is saying, a tema to me. How could it be that I'm over Baal Tosfos if I add the same parsha again? In one bias, if adding many hadassim and was not about taisif.
And he learned that was the pshat chamesh totofas, meaning he put
I don't know if that he learned that
pshat. Well, where did he get it from?
I don't know. In other words, I'm thinking going to in achinami, putting two shmas, two vahayim shemoas, three vaikiva, achas.
So what's his tema?
I don't know. Taisif thinks it's the dover portion, it's a given. Adding many partios in one bias. The same parsha.
Kama Chutin, does that say anywhere that that's Baal Taisif?
He's going to get into that right now. Ve'enu meivin hatehima. Dilma emes kenhu, correct? Ah, HaTaisif b'menachos. Now we're getting into a little menachos stuff. Perek ha'tcheles lamed chesem and aleph b'divar ha'masra ha'tcheles. Pilbulu bazeh. U'bitcheles divreim daitem de'enu over Baal Taisif b'kama Chutin. Ah, the Sanhedrin, the sugi of Zokin Mamre, says that if a Zokin Mamre paskins more parshios in tefillin or more chotim in tzitzis, then he's a Zokin Mamre, and that's considered to be Baal Taisif. The problem is the sugi of Sanhedrin. The bigger problem, however, is a sugi in Menachos Memum and Beis. Right, what's the sugi? Let's see, Menachos Ayin Shom Barichos.
What do you need him to be a Zokin Mamre? Get him on Baal Taisif or get him on Zokin Mamre? What do you need to put them both together?
The Gemara equates the two for whatever reason. In other words, deviating from a mitzvah is Baal Taisif. And posketing that deviation is halacha is Zokin Mamre. That's the
Gemara. Mamre has to be something which is misses in the Torah, and Chazal or Mefarish, and it becomes puzzle through what you're adding.
Right.
That's the basic Gemara, that's the Kabbalah, that's when he's Zokin Mamre is Chayev, that's the Klolim there, the Gemara.
So is anybody that passes Baal Taisif is a Zokin Mamre?
No, it has to be someone which comes with Chorus. And Dafka was in a Beis Din, it was Dafka Beis Din Agolo.
There are a lot of requirements for Zokin Mamre. That's one of the examples.
One of the conditions.
Right. Now the problem is there's a Gemara in Menachos, he brings it here. V'gam kosher l'sfarasa mehitil l'muteles. The Kofel Oud Sitzitz, Mavur Shom Menachos, Memor Beis Dover Baal Taisif. So there's a sugya in Menachos, Memor Beis, where the Gemara is discussing, is there the psul of Taseh, Velo Mina Asui by Tzitzis? So the Gemara says, if I have a Beged that has three kanfas, and I put Tzitzis on those three kanfas, then I create a fourth kanaf, and I put Tzitzis then on the fourth kanaf. The Gemara says it's possible midin taseh velo mina asui. The Gemara says, how can you say it's possible tassel menorah? What about Reb Zeira's halacha? Reb Zeira says that if I want to go ahead and switch my tzitzis, I have an existing mutlis. I have an existing talus. And I look at the tzitzis, I say, oh, they're old, they're dirty. I want to go ahead and replace them. Reb Zeira says, I can put on new tzitzis while the existing tzitzis are there, and then cut off the old ones. So Gemara says, but of course, it would not be tatsav lomena asui, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Rava says, no, it's not tatsav lomena asui. Because your maisa that you did by putting the second pair of tzitzis on while the first pair is still there is an iser bal toisif. This is the Gemara. And the Gemara says, when you have an iser bal toisif, it's lav kemaisa domi. That's the Farish of Gemara. Lav kemaisa domi. And then when you go ahead and remove the original tzitzis and you're removing the iser bal toisif, then you're doing a full maisa. By removing the Isra Bal Tosef, it's not Tasev Luminosui.
You puzzled it. In other words, when you put the extra one, you puzzled it? What is
the Gemara just says, Havi Ovim Bal Tosef. That's all the Gemara says.
What's the logic of it? That the logic is that it's
the Gemara's Lashon is Amarava. Hi, Havi Ovim Bal Tosef, the Lav Kemaisa Domi. That's the Lashon of the Gemara.
So how are you allowed to do it?
What?
So how is he allowed to do it?
So that's the problem, that's the thing with Reb Zeira. So the Gemara then discussed.
The Gemara didn't say it's mutter. The Gemara said if he did it, what's the context of the tzitzis?
Maybe he didn't intend to wear it, he didn't intend to use it. It was just the process that he was going through.
That's what the Gemara answers. Yeah. The Gemara on a very bottom memory basis, says, no, when he put it on, he didn't have kavana for Bal Taisif. That's what the Gemara says. Nevertheless, what do you see from the Gemara? I have an existing pair of tzitzis, and I add a second pair, it's bal toisef. So according to toisefus, who holds what? Many hadassim and many arabas is not bal toisef.
That's the problem.
Why would that Gemara Menachos actually be what? Actually be bal toisef by adding another pair of tzitzis. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, l'chore the problem is. And if you're going to tell me, it's not bal toisef, we have the problem of Menachos, correct? Remember the Ravid Shita? The Ravid is at least Taisus plus more. The Ravid Shita is two Lulavim and two Esrogim are not considered to be Baltaisif. According to the Ravid, I need Min Acher. So the Magid Mishnah asks on the Ravid who says two Lulavim. To Esrogim is not Bal Taisif. What about the Gemara and Amitzi Tefillin in Erevin? Which seems to say that if someone finds Tefillin in the field,
two pairs of Tefillin,
and he puts on two of them simultaneously, and let's say Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, then he could be over the Isser Bal Taisif by wearing two pairs of Tefillin simultaneously. So if the Gemara in Erevin is clear that wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously is Bal Taisif. How could the Ravid and Taisif be of the opinion, many Hadassim and many Aravas, and maybe many Lulav and many Esrogim is not Bal Taisif? That's the problem. Now,
What is Maisif? Kanaf Chamishi or Chutim? What is
Chutim, Chutim.
Not Kanaf Chamishi.
Kanaf Chamishi lo yodeh, aval Gemara or second be
Chutim.
Be Chutim.
Sheyesh lo kvar chutim
v'umosif od chutim acherim.
I mean, you can say as far that when the Torah says to do something and it's only taking one, a lulav, an esrog, putting on tefillin, then it's lav dafka. The Torah says you have to have tefillin on. Maybe it's lav dafka, you can have many of them. But by chutin, when we learn out that it has to be a particular number, once it's more than one, and it's a particular number, then after that it's bal tosef. It's not one chut, it's more. Once it's a specific number more than one.
You see, by Hadassim, the opposite. By Hadassim,
the Rambam says because of Noi.
Yes, only
Noi. Maybe that's why the Rambam says you have to have the Svar of Noi. Otherwise, once it's more than one,
and it's a shear of more than one, then it's bedavka. Any more than that, if it's 9 and not 8, 5 and not
so
4.
So tefillin doesn't work out. Two pairs of tefillin doesn't really work out.
Two pairs of tefillin would be okay. A more parshias is not okay.
Yeah, but two pairs of tefillin is not okay. It's a ferish gemara, it's baltoisif. That's the problem, right?
Right, that's
the Gemara says, "Beferish by tefillin, it's baltoisif, two pairs of tefillin simultaneously."
Who is the Tana that says Yesh Makom Laniach Borosh Netfilin? It's not the same Tana that
says. No, the Tana. It's a Gemara. Gemara.
No, the Gemara merged with Gabi Tzitz. Eich a Kohen Gadol lovesh et tzitz biyachad im tefillin.
Yes.
Ki Yesh Makom l'shnayim. But lomad b'ra shnei sugi tefillin b'batachas.
No, it doesn't say that in Erevin, Sarivav.
Oh, so he could do it.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Right. Yeah.
It's possible.
So why it's not Baltoisif?
It is Baltoisif.
It's possible, but the Gemara says if you do it, it's Baltoisif.
Oh.
But say it's Mutar. It's
also. It says once for another head, one in the arm, so it's also like a
shear. Okay, now the Minchas Chinuch goes into a little diatribe here about the problem we had. The problem we had is, what is the vechein in Taisus? Taisus says doing a mitzvah many times is not bal Taisus. Vechein also having many hadassim v'aravos is also but not bal Taisus.
Well, it's interesting. Tefillin is a mitzvah shleima. That's something different. Could be you're doing something with a mitzvah shleima. That's more different than a pratin a mitzvah. Could be doing a whole mitzvah twice. It's like doing two mitzvahs. Maybe that's more of a svar be bal Taisus.
So you mean, meaning that maybe by tzitzis, it's only because he put a full pair of nuchutim. But if you add one string or two strings, it's not bothering.
Maybe it'd be different.
Maybe.
No, if you look at Rashi, I was telling you, Rashi in Apostle of the Sefer, Pirush Rashi, Gan Chomesh Parashis with Tefillin, Chamesh is min malulo, v'chomesh tzitzis.
Yeah, that's something I'm saying about the Raiva, though. What the Raiva's opinion is,
he's quoting the Sefri, right?
I know, but we're saying what the Raiva is, he makes a difference that adding another min, the same min twice, is no problem. Could be there they're talking about adding a different parasha entirely. I mean, that's what the Mishnah's concerned. Could be the Raiva learns there's talking about a different parasha. But Chomesh tzitzis could be is adding this one more tzitzis. But it could be there's a difference according to the Raiva that they learned. They asked from Tefillin. Tefillin maybe he learns because you add an entire mitzvah. Not just a problem.
So it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
That's what the Gemara says.
Maybe it's by Tefillin because it says, oh, same reason why you can't put on tefillin on Shabbos because you can't have an extra oath.
I don't know.
But the mice is the same oath, that's the problem.
Ubeemes, let's continue with the next question. Ubeemes, any of the amahikhu abasin abalai tassus lahashros doverzeh, right? Heim basis hamitzvahs kam upon him, veheim bekofel hamitzvah. We're going to shnei asrogan gadnaimah. The lechoro yesh lechalik. The basis hamitzvah kam upon him, kagon tekios olulov o matzah da torah kosva yom trua. You don't really need that. I guess that's for emphasis. V'chem b'yom rishon v'chem b'erev toch l'matzos. Aval lich pol ha-mitzvah v'pam achas da Torah kotzva kach chutim l'hosif o esrog echad l'hosif o b'chol b'yis parsha l'hosif ein lano v'efshad d'zeh havi hosafa. D'sham kotzva Torah yom nira d'chol ha-yom mutal l'kor rak shalol l'fachas v'b'dover zeh da Torah kotzva shir ha-mitzvah gona kach v'kach chutim v'chadoyme efshir da'osu lo'hoisif vein dimion l'koifel ha-mitzvah kama pa'amim dok besichlecha. This is 100% correct. This is what we said.
Yeah.
What is the comparison? But I don't know if you need the fancy footwork of yom trua and be'erev toch l'matzah. I don't know if you need that new drasha. Just by logic you could say there's no comparison between doing a mitzvah many times and taking the chefts of the mitzvah itself
and changing it.
And changing it.
So with adasim will be bayah?
According to Tosfos, no.
According to Tosfos, no, but what do you say now? Yes.
It depends who, according to which sheet.
What is only smach?
Who Omer
Shet? Is the Tosfos now?
Is not Tosfos? He's explaining. He's yesh lo bayah in Tosfos. Tosfos Omer Shet. Efshar lasuk mitzvah kama pamim. Let's call it kama pamim, but you only taught the law of kama pamim. V'Tosfos Omer vechein. Efshar lakach et harbei hadasim v'haberos. Who Omer Shet ze lo yotze echad min sheni?
That's what I said.
זה מה שהוא אומר, שהוא לא יוצא אחד משני. ובאמץ כן דס הרם פרק זיין מיכול סבול אוף הולך זיין. זה שני לולבים עוברים, וכן כוסו רב מחבר. ומכל מקום כוסו דים כופל המצווה שתוקה כמה פעמים ביום, או נוטו כמה פעמים לולב, אין עוברים בבל טויסה. Very good.
Yeah, well, he's asking, what's the comparison of doing the mitzvah twice and changing the mitzvah?
Correct. אם כן יש חילוק בדובר. ומי הכרח לרבוסינו בעלי התוספות להשוויץ הדובר להקשוס מציטוס ותפילה מהש"ס. ובתוספות ראש השנה ט"ז, this תוספות is twice in ראש השנה. חף חסמי בייז ט"ז מבייז. ט"ז מבייז is the Gemara itself. למה טוקין המריאים וטוקין המריאים? כדי להרוויב את הסוטון. So Tosfos on Tezayin asked the question, isn't it Bal Tosif? So Tosfos just gives the answer. Doing a mitzvah many times is not Bal Tosif. There's no Vechein in the Tosfos on Tezayin. The Vechein is only in the Tosfos of Chesem and Bez. So he's just pointing out the Tosfos on Tezayin does not make the leap from how many times to many love in Esrogim. Vinei Arav Machaber Noket Shnei Lulavim. Who Adin Shnei Esrogim Vahadas Vorav Ein Mavur Bedvarav. Vayein Barabam Sham Shibahadas Mutalos Mishum Noi. Vayein Bedivrei Harav Machaber Bekesav Mishnah Sham Leinyan Arav. Vinei Lefishi Das Hataisos Kanshi Kosu Dibamin Acher Oiver. Im Kein Ba'arba Minim Im Mosif Min Chamisha Ob Bal Tosif. Ein Sukkah Lamed Aleph Beis Tofer Divrei Maskul Hayel.
A Min Chamishi could be Lekulei Alma.
Yeah, I think Lekulei Alma Min Chamishi. Af Al Pi Demavur B'Sanhedrin Pei Chesmer Beis Delaman Diyamer Lulav Ein Tzorich Eged. Hayli Chudkai V'Hayli Chudkai. Aino De'eno Goreh V'Yotze Yedei Mitzvah. Aval Oiver Al Bal Tosif.
He's Oiver, but it wasn't possible because there's no connection.
Right, right. V'Adin B'Birchas Kainim. Shemaisav Bracha Acheris. Because there's no real connection, there's no way to connect it to say that his original Bracha was deviated. Vayim betoysis and hedron perkanech nakim, pechasim abibdir maschal e, the kosvu, the who rak midarabon.
If it's not tzarich, it's another, it's a.
That's what the Gemara says, Haile Chukai, Haile Chukai.
Even though he was Abba Pisha Barabi, Abba Lopo Seot, okay, and Mikeshibi.
Aval chamesh totafos b'tfilin dahave ogud. V'chein birchas koinim demaisiv tekef la'achar sholosh brachos b'vade over malalav.
While he's still standing on the dukan and he's still holding his hands up.
And the Gemara actually says that's considered zmani. Because whenever there's a new kal that comes in, you have to get up and give a bracha. L'shitas haravam shav harav machaber demin echad oiver b'bal toisiv kagon shnei esrogim mavur b'divrei harav machaber gabe arbo minim v'im hu min chamishi eino oiver kem de'ein tzorch eged tzas tzorchim v'ya min echad garua harbe min acher v'yein b'rav b'chus lulav shom b'yikom akom davka gabe lulav. Aval chamesh totavos b'tefillin oiver k'moshim avur b'divrei rav mechaber. V'chein bracha revias b'birchas kainim k'mo avur b'rambam perek adav mitfil alachid beis. So there has to be some ability to connect the hosafa to the original mitzvah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you need lulav tzorich eged for that to work. But the birchas kainim itself seems to be a flow of the bracha, and it's connected by its very utterance.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.